And it's Tuesday afternoon, time to visit with Karen Tilbury of the Madison Public Library. Good afternoon, Karen.
Good afternoon, Paul.
You are sporting a nice hat today. You're wearing a hat in the studio.
Yes, I am.
What kind of hat is that?
Well, this is one that I got from the Prairie Arts Center, courtesy of Rosemary Hendrickson. I was recently in the Mystery at the Museum and had so much fun being Annie Awesome that I wanted to be Annie Awesome for another 15 minutes.
Annie Awesome.
Annie Awesome. I was the bridesmaid.
Oh, okay. And that was last weekend, right?
That was on Sunday.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about that play. That was kind of neat.
Well, yeah, it was kind of neat.
A lot of people there?
A lot of people okay. there. The number that I heard was that we had over 100 people there. And, you know, after the play, it was a play based on a wedding in which the groom is not at the wedding. And, you know, yeah. What happened to the groom, yada, yada, yada. It was really another nice play written by Jeannie.
Munsterman?
Yeah, Jeannie Munsterman. And then at the end, we had a lunch that would have been the kind of lunch served after a wedding in the 1970s, which was when it was set.
All right. Annie Awesome.
Annie Awesome.
So you must have been awesome then, huh?
Oh, of course I was awesome.
Yeah, it looks nice.
And then earlier this summer, when I was to the NASA 125th celebration, I was visiting with a lady by the name of Kay Rocco, who was a neighbor of ours. As some of your listeners know, I was raised over there by NASA.
Yep.
And we got talking about what we were doing, and I said that I worked at the library. And Kay gets the Western Guard, and she made a comment about how many things that we have going on at the library. She was really quite impressed. And also a shout out to the Western Guard. She said it really is a terrific local newspaper.
Yes, it is. They do a great job over there.
Yes, they do. And of course, I made sure to ask Kay whether it was okay that I said her name, you know, so I have permission to say her name.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was just really interesting to know how far reaching the Western Guard's paper goes.
Mm-hmm.
My sister and I just organized a reunion this past Sunday, too, which was my mom's side of the family, which was Strook reunion. And several of the people that came to that reunion, like out in California, they also get the Western Guard, and so a big shout-out to Adam and his crew there at the Western Guard.
That's right, and a lot of things do happen at the Madison Public Library. So.
Oh, yes, they certainly do, and we will give a little review of what's going on.
That's right. You can go ahead.
Okay, so the Summer Reading 2018 program is over, but there's still time to turn in your activity sheets. Completed sheets should be turned in by August 31st to receive your prize bag. So go downstairs to the children's library and talk to Catherine.
Okay.
Dawson has an awesome event coming up this Thursday, August 16th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. Join the Dawson Library for the opening of Captured, an Exploration of Food and Culture, by Elizabeth Fondell, which is an exhibit of photographs and essays on the art of food and the human experience. Madison has lots of kids' crafts coming up. This Thursday, August 16th at 4:30, we will be making decorative fridge magnets. Then on Thursday, August 23rd, we will be making decorative Kleenex boxes. All supplies are provided and all classes are free. Just bring your creativity. Each library also has multiple book clubs that meet every month. Our Tuesday book club meets tonight at 7:15 to discuss Hillbilly Elegy by J.D. Vance. Madison's Breakfast Book Club, which meets at 10 a.m. the last Saturday of the month, their next meeting will be Saturday, August 23rd, to discuss A Secret Gift, How One Man's Kindness and a Trove of Letters Revealed the Hidden History of the Great Depression. Madison also recently started a monthly teen coffee club, where teens can hang out, do crafts, play board games, watch movies, or use one of our laptops or iPads while enjoying coffee, tea, or hot chocolate. And the next Teen Coffee Club will be this Thursday, July 26th, starting at 5:30. And last but not least, coming in September, back by popular demand, it's canvas painting classes. We'll host these classes in Madison, Dawson, and Cambie, but we haven't finalized times yet, so stay tuned to the events section of your library's Facebook page for updates. And the Facebook page is a wonderful place to go if you're interested in some of the trips that we have, and or come into the library, because sometimes when we put out the list for the trips, they can fill up in 5 days. You know, they fill up really, really quickly. So if you're interested in trips, you know, come to the library every week to see what we've got going on.
Yeah, there's always some really nice trips throughout the year.
Yes, we've had some good ones. Yep. And we're to book recommendations already, because we've got quite a few of them. Okay, Deb, our head librarian, is reading Before We Were Yours by Lisa Wingate. It's Memphis, 1939. 12-year-old Rill Foss and her 4 younger siblings live a magical life aboard their family's Mississippi River shanty boat. But when their father must rush their mother to the hospital one stormy night, Rill is left in charge until strangers arrive in force. Wrenched from all that is familiar and thrown into a Tennessee Children's Home Society orphanage, the Foss children are assured that they will soon be returned to their parents, but they quickly realize that the truth is much darker. At the mercy of the facility's cruel director, Rill fights to keep her brothers and sisters together in a world of danger and uncertainty. Deb is also reading Paradox, an FBI thriller book number 22 by Catherine Coulter. With unparalleled suspense and her trademark explosive twists, number one New York Times best-selling author Catherine Coulter delves into the terrifying mind of an escaped mental patient obsessed with revenge in this next installment of her riveting FBI series. When he fails to kidnap 5-year-old Sean Savick, agents Sherlock and Savick know they're in his crosshairs and must find him before he continues with his kill list. You know, it's kind of interesting. Of those of us that work here in the Madison Library, we have a wide variety of tastes as far as reading.
Yes.
And so we get a wide variety of book recommendations.
Yep.
Lydia has been reading Damnation Island, Poor, Sick, Mad, and Criminal in 19th Century New York by Stacy Horn. Today it is known as Roosevelt Island. In 1828, when New York City purchased this narrow 2-mile-long island in the East River, it was called Blackwell's Island. There, over the next 100 years, the city would send its insane, indigent, sick, and criminal. Told through the gripping voices of Blackwell's inhabitants, as well as the period's city officials, reformers, and journalists, including the famous Nellie Bly, Stacy Horn has crafted a compelling and chilling narrative. Damnation Island recreates what daily life was like on the island, what politics shaped it, and what constituted charity and therapy in the 19th century. She's also into What I Had Before You by Sarah Cornwell. A woman must face the truth about her past in this luminous, evocative literary novel of parents and children, guilt and forgiveness, memory and magical thinking, set in the faded, gritty world of the New Jersey shore. Olivia was only 15 the summer she left her hometown of Ocean Vista. 2 decades later, on a visit with her children, her 9-year-old son, Daniel, recently diagnosed with bipolar disorder, disappears. Olivia's search for him sparks tender and painful memories of her past, of her fiercely loving and secretive mother, Myla, an erratic and beautiful psychic, and the discovery of heartbreaking secrets that shattered her world. Kate is reading The People of Sparks, Book of Ember, Book 2, by Jeannie de Prey. When Lena and Dune lead their people up from the underground city of Ember, they discover a surface world of color and life. The people of a small village called Sparks agree to help the Emberites, but the villagers have never had to share their world before. Soon differences between the two groups escalate, and it's up to Lena and Dune to find a way to avoid war. In the riveting sequel of the highly acclaimed The City of Ember, Jeannie Dupree explores the nature of conflict and strength and courage necessary to overcome it. Okay, and we've still got some going. Okay. You got time?
Got a couple minutes, yeah.
Okay. I am reading Robert Parker's Trouble in Paradise, which is the second book in the Jesse Stone series. Stiles Island is a wealthy and exclusive enclave separated by a bridge from the Massachusetts coast town of Paradise. James Macklin sees the island as the ultimate investment opportunity. All he needs to invade it, blow up the bridge, and loot the island. Mm. It is really quite a book. This is only the second one of his that I've read, and I'm really enjoying it. Alice is reading Hillbilly Elegy by J.D. Vance, which is the one that they are going to discuss at one of the book clubs. It's a memoir by J.D. Vance about how he was raised to live by the code of the Appalachian values. He connects his upbringing to the social problems, concerns of his hometown. It is a personal analysis of white working class America that shows how their condition is worsening as the world they know falls apart piece by piece. Hillbilly Elegy is a book that's filled with vividly colored stories that will surely affect your understanding of middle class life in America. This book topped the New York Times bestseller list in August of 2016 and January of 2017. I know everyone will be surprised to know that Catherine is reading Bad Kitty Meets the Baby by Nick Brewer. Catherine and her children really like the Bad Kitty books. Mm-hmm. Kitty's owners are home with a big surprise for Kitty. But what is it? Kitty, reeling in horror, thinks it's a dog. The neighbor cats are convinced it's a cat. But all we know that it is really a baby. With Nick Brewer's trademark of antic humor, this time involving a kitty game show in the Kitty Olympics, which the baby wins hands down, riotous illustrations, total mayhem, and Uncle Murray fun facts, this may be the funniest kitty book yet. This was the winner of the 2016 Children's Choice Book Awards for a third to fourth grade book of the year. And to keep up to date with everything going on at your library, follow their Facebook page, Madison Public Library, MN, Dawson Public Library, MN, or Canby Public Library, MN.
All right. Full day, a lot of activities. I would like to hear your guys' discussion on all your books when you get together.
Oh, that
must be fun.
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, I like to read a lot of fiction, and it's amazing, even with fiction, how many things that you can learn.
Yep, that's right. Exactly. But
yep.
Good. Well, thanks for coming in.
It's been a pleasure, Paul, as usual.
Annie, awesome.
Yes, and thank you, sir.
Yeah. Karen Tilbury with the Madison Public Library Show today.